get away from him. I wish we could turn our backs on him, Lord, and turn our back towards you. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. A couple of things I want you to notice about these verses. If you're saved in here this morning, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." At one time, you were dead in your trespasses and sins at one time. You are not now dead in your trespasses and sins. You may be bogged down with them, but you are not now dead in your trespasses and sins. And the Bible says also, "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world." Now, I wanted to stop there for a minute. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world in time past. Why in the world do Christians desire to walk every time in the course of this world? Why do you desire to stay in the course of the world that the devil has mapped out? He doesn't have anything planned for you, but he definitely does not want you to stay in God's course. So he wants you to do any other course out there would be the course of this world. And in this day and age, the prince of the power of the air is more prevalent than in any other time in the world. In any other time, we are surrounded every single day by TV and radio, pumping our minds full of things that don't belong there, pumping our minds full of things that we just don't need to have. And what's happened in the churches has infected us. I'm actually pretty thankful that the teenagers are with us today, because it is a battle, and you will never even understand. Christians, we are in a battle today. You are in a battle. These kids are in a battle. The parents of these children are in a battle to get our lives back on track for God. I would just about bet that every single person in this room at one time or another in the past week walked a course that you are supposed to be out of. You walked a course that somewhere along the line you were supposed to come out of. Hey, in time past you walked that way, but you're not supposed to walk that way now. Understand, I'm not going to preach to you today that you should be completely holy in a minute. I understand that you need to grow into that. I understand that it takes some time as a Christian. I'm all about the Lord giving us grace and mercy, but the problem is with that, you ought not want to walk in those paths. It ought to be a desire of you to not walk in those paths, even though sometimes you do. I love Paul. Paul is by far my favorite person in the Scripture apart from Jesus. Because Paul admitted that he had faults. Paul over and over and over again, "Man, I am a dirty dog," and he knew it. Yet he was one of the most successful Christians in all the Bible. But he knew that there was times that he was not doing correctly. He knew those things. Here's the problem with Paul. Paul knew those things, and he admitted them. We don't admit them. We say, "No, I'm not walking according to the course of this world, although you disobey your parents. I'm not walking according to the course of this world, but I watch TV shows that I ought not watch. I'm not walking according to the course of this world, yet I'll go and drink alcohol. I'm not walking according to the course of this world, but I'll do drugs. I'm not walking according to the course of this world, but I'll skip church. I'm not walking according to the course of this world, but I'll keep my tithes out. I'm not walking according to the course of this world, but I'll just go ahead and do those things that I once did, as it's no big deal." I get sick and tired of watching the children's shows of today. The children's shows of today are vile. You'll never convince me different. And I've had argument after argument with it. I don't think a show is clean and right if they're having the kids disobey the parents on the show. I don't think that's right. And I especially don't think that it's right when you've got a split up home. And I understand that more and more homes are being split up every single day. But what's wrong with showing the portrait of a home that's not split? What's wrong with Leave It to Beaver? Amen. You talk that all the time. You say, "Well, bless God, it just isn't like that anymore in this world today." Why? Because we're walking in the course that we're not walk. Why in the world? Why in the world are you going to sit there and tell me Little House on the Prairie is right? I would to God I could live back in those days. Where right was right and wrong was wrong. You watch things on the TV all day long that the teacher or the parent will sit there and say, "Hey, bless God, you busted up that window. Go time out." We talk about this all the time. Ooh, man, it got quiet, didn't it? We must be a bunch of timeout people. Okay? Understand this. I would to God I would have had timeout when I was a kid. I'd probably be in jail right now if I had timeouts. Hey, I'm not telling you that spanking your children, you're still not going to have a little disobedient child. But you sure got a better chance of getting that child right by spanking them than you do saying, "Just go sit down and think about it for a while." And we've pumped and pumped and pumped this information into people, pumped and pumped and pumped this information into people from these TV shows and these doctors that have no idea. I love some of these doctors that put quotes out there, don't even have children themselves. This is how you're supposed to run your house, and he has no house himself. I would to God we'd get back to this. We'd get back to the Bible where it says, and you, Ethi, quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past, and in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Listen, you don't want to live in this dirty world. You don't want to live in this dirty world. Don't be taken in by the things that you see. Man, I tell you, parents, if you've got children and you've got the internet, you better watch. You better watch. We got TVs in our house. The kids beg me, please, Daddy, give me cable in my room so I can watch TV shows. Man, I'm never going to do that. Amen. I am never going to let my children have cable in their own room. Are you kidding me? So I can sit there and out in my living room watching Michigan lose again while my children are in their bedrooms doing whatever they want to do on the TV set? What happened with our lives is this. We have become so busy that we've forgotten the children that we have. We're so busy that we don't have time to watch what they do. We don't have time to discipline. We don't have time to be with them. And glory to God, that's why we're raising a bunch of children today that are walking in the old path, walking in the course that they were brought out of. And what's sad is you walk that course too. You get on that internet and you play those things that you do on the internet, whatever you do on the internet. You'll do those things. And it's fun and you'll like it. The preacher just talked about pornography. You'll get on those sites. It's amazing. We're talking about political correctness today. It's amazing what has happened to our children. They watch what we do and they become what we are. You can try to get away from that all you want to, but it's the truth, Christian. Your children are going to become who you are. And if you'll sit there and walk those paths and walk those dark alleys and walk the places that you should be out of as a Christian, glory to God, Christ has something better for us, Christian. Christ has something better for us than Hollywood. What you've got now is Hollywood running our country. Is that what we wanted? Is that what this world needs? Is Hollywood running this country? Good Lord, have mercy on our souls. Every day you see on the television where it's okay to be homosexual. Every day you see on the television, not only is it okay, it's glorified. Every day it's glorified that it's okay to be an alcoholic. It's glorified that, and it's okay to do the things that we're not supposed to be doing, and that's what we watch every day on the TV. It's okay to have sex outside of marriage. It's okay. Not only is it okay, I think you should do it. That's what you hear on the TV every single day. So I wonder why our kids are dabbling in that all the time. I wonder why. Yet as parents, I wonder, do you care? You know, I'm wondering why, if you care, because it's happening so often that we let our kids go out on their own and do their own thing. We let our kids go out unchaperoned. We let our kids... Man, I'm telling you, you go 20, 30 years ago, you would never let a kid go out on their own. But today, I trust my child. My child would never. You're stupid. And it's not because of your child. It's because of the flesh that child's made of. See, we think that the flesh is a strong, my child is strong, my child a good Christian, my child's been saved for a long time. Saved adults don't have they don't have the perfect hold on doing right. Your child's going to have the perfect hold on doing right? We live in a day and age where the devil is taking control of our minds, taking control of our houses, taking control of our thoughts, and no matter what, we can't get away from it. But God is the only thing that can get us away from it. But God is the only thing that can take us out of that hole. But God is the only thing that can take us from darkness into light. I'm begging you today with all my heart, don't pay attention to your television set. Don't pay attention to what they say on the radio. Good Lord, get in your Bible and pay attention to God. Sounded like a 75% amen there. That's good. Turn to Matthew chapter 23. Dave, I don't understand why you keep yelling. Let me explain something to you. I am so afraid for our kids. I didn't used to have the fear for our kids as I do today. You run a Christian school, you see things that you can't even imagine. And these are kids in a Christian school. And they're going through things like this because we allow it. Your child's not the boss.
Amen.
That's three amens in the whole room. Let me say that again so you can hear it. Your child is not the boss in your home.
Amen.
Good Lord have mercy. My child says, Daddy, don't go into my room. It's my private place. There's no private place in my house. It's my house. When you get your house, you can have a private place. I'll give you this, though, Natalie Rose. When you have a house, I'm going in your house, too. I'm dad. I've paid for your life. I've given you everything you have. Bless God. If I want to see what's in your room, girl, I'm going to see what's in your room. By the way, she's never said that to me. She knows she would not be alive the next minute. She's never said that. They know this right off the bat. The room, if mom and dad didn't go in the room, it'd never get clean. So if mom didn't go in the room and never get cleaned, I'm not cleaning nothing. If I clean it, it's going out in the big dumpster. Matthew chapter 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are all full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, and that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Let me take the next step now. We know that the things that are out in this world are bad. It's not an argument over that. You can argue with the preacher about the things of this world being bad, but honestly, can you really go against the preacher on the world being bad? I mean, seriously? No, you can't. However, what happens is this, and John, I'm telling you, I can't take it no more, son. That thing is ringing in my ears. My left ear is ringing today. I don't know what it is. I think it's because you talked to me so much about Ohio State this morning.
Here's what it is. Now you understand that the world is no good for you. You understand that. However, what happens is you have the people out there that will dabble in the world, yet come to church like a whited sepulcher. They will come to church and show off like they have got God. Like inside of them, they're holy. Like they show off that they're holy.
The only reason that you get them those games is so they leave you alone. This morning. I tell you, I'll never forget the days when my dad took me outside and played catch with me. Hey, I'm guilty of this. Don't think wrong. I'm guilty of not taking time with my children. I need to take a lot more time with my children. But we have folded ourselves into the world that we're supposed to be coming out of. And we come to church acting as though everything is all right. But inside, you know in your heart that you have not come out. You know in your heart that you not have not come away from the world. Our cares, our dollars, our time is spent and invested in the prince of the power of the air. Let me ask you a question. And this is something that grabbed a hold of me. Your time and your heart's not invested in the prince of the power of the air. How big is your TV? How much do you spend on cable every month? Hey, I'm guilty. I'm not telling you, oh, you're the only one guilty. I'm guilty. How much of your money is spent invested in cable vision? You got to have it. I got to have cable. I got to have cable. If I don't have cable, I can't watch Michigan lose every year. Hey, listen, I am so thankful we had soul winning yesterday. I'm so thankful because it got me away from the stupid TV watching Michigan get trounced. So thankful. And by the way, if Michigan was winning, I was going to go soul winning. Amen. See, what happens is this. We have got ourselves so consumed with things that mean nothing. So consumed. That is being politically correct. We've got ourselves so consumed with things that don't matter at all to us. What matters to us is this.
Yeah.
What matters to our children is this. The question, and I know some of you got frowny faces and you're turning your corners of your mouth down. That's okay. But if you search your heart, you know I'm right. If you search your heart, you know I'm right. I'm not saying that video games are bad, but I'm saying they can be.
Yes.
And what have we done? What have we done to get our children out of that lifestyle? Hey, on page 2, I don't know if you have your notes with you or not, but I'm just going to go through these very, very quickly. Daniel had to choose between pleasing people or pleasing God. He knew the decree and still prayed 3 times a day. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to choose between what everybody else was doing or doing what was right according to God's law. They knew that the furnace was coming, but they still did what they wanted to do for God. Noah had a very long spell of about 120 years where he appeared to be greatly out of step with the politically correct. He preached for 120 years, didn't have one convert, but he still kept preaching. And he knew the flood was coming when there not had been rain. Yet he still built a boat. Why would you build a boat and it never rained? But he did. He obeyed God's law. He obeyed God's word. And because he did that, people survived. It's amazing to me. Lot found out how far he was from being politically correct just before he departed from his neighborhood. Yeah, he was politically correct, all right. He didn't want to make anybody mad at him. He didn't want to get anybody's feathers ruffled, so he didn't do anything for God while he was in Sodom. And because of that, Sodom suffered.
Yep.
Now listen, you can sit there and say this, and I want you to hear this today. As Christians, we revel in the fact that God destroyed Sodom. That's all. I mean, I'm glad that it didn't happen. I'm glad you didn't say that. It is wrong for us to be happy that the people are destroyed.
Right.
Yep. It is wrong for us to sit there and say, well, glory to God, they had it coming. How dare you? Few people to come to him. Glory to God, but who will he understand? It's not everybody that's got to come. It's just somebody. preachers say, well, they're a bunch of queers. Maybe, but could God change their heart? It's sin what they're doing. God can remove it from them.
Yeah.
You say, well, I just don't believe you. The God says he turns me over to reprobate mind. Their light is shut out. Do you know when that light goes out? Do you have an idea of when they can't be saved anymore? Do you have an idea of when God will never call upon them anymore? That's very, very scary teaching what you're trying to think of there. God's the only one that knows when the light goes out. God's the only one that knows when they've gone too far to be saved. We don't know that, so we ought to be begging God for their soul. See, here's what happens in America. We've given up. This old world's too dark. This old world's gone through too much. We've gone over the deep end. Let me tell you something. Not only have we gone over the deep end, folks, we have run the motor on the back of the boat that's pushed us over the deep end.
Yeah, that's good.
Christians have taken the oars and say, row, row. We don't want to fight the world. We want to help the world.
Right.
We've worried so much about pleasing people when we should be pleasing God. We worry about pleasing people. That's why we've got coffee houses and crazy concerts for churches all over America today.
Right.
Worry about pleasing people. Well, I just want to attract the teenagers. I want to make it good for them. And we preach in these pulpits that, bless God, people can't be saved. Let me tell you something. They can be saved. My mom came out of that life. She came out of that life, and now I have a relationship with my mom again. I'm excited about that. But you must understand, if you write off those people, they'll never get saved because of you. Not because of them. They'll never get saved because you don't care. Lot spent a lot of time in that city. And you knew, if you just read just a little bit of it, he was always trying to appease the people. Always trying to give them what they wanted. Hey, listen, there comes a time when you got to cease to give this world what they want and cease to give and start to give them what they need. What happens if a Christian chooses the politically correct route or the tolerant route? They have compromised their testimony for Christ. Peter denied Christ. Peter denied Christ to make everybody happy, so they wouldn't be mad at him, so they wouldn't kill him. They have sent confusing signals to the lost. Lot and Sodom is a pretty confusing signal. Amen? He's a Christian in the middle of all this wickedness doing nothing about it. They have weakened the influence of the church in their community. They have joined a great multitude to call themselves Christians, but who hunger and for and require the approval of the lost world system. Hey, listen, we get to this in our lives where we are Christians. We hunger to be Christians, yet we also hunger to make the world happy. The Bible says, love not the world. Because if you love the world, the love of Christ is not in you. And we get that in our heads that's harsh. You understand, and I'm going to liken it to this for an illustration. If you see your child with a screwdriver going up to an outlet, what are you going to do? Please don't do that. Please don't. No. Well, you know what? If it'll make you happy, please go ahead. Oh. you sit there and say that you would. Let me tell you something. If my daughter or son is running around with a screwdriver going towards outlets, I'm like, whoa! First of all, quit running with the sharp instrument. Then get away from the outlet because it'll kill you if you get your hand in there. The question is, are we going to be willing to come out from that old relationship, come out from the old relationship with the world? Love not the world. Folks, this is not your permanent address. We're just passing through.
Right.
And when we're passing through here, the Lord's dipping us down into this world and saying, please, get as many as you can. Get as many as you can. Get as many as you can, because you're the only hope that that old world has. If you don't grab everyone you can when you go through the world, then how in the world are they going to come to know me? When the Lord gets old David Siegel and hangs him down on a string and says, David, grab all the folks that you can, because without you down there grabbing all the folks that you can, how in the world are they going to know me? He lowers you down and he says, hey, Jordan, you got one chance, son. You've only got one life. I'm going to drop you down. And if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to come up. And when I come up with that fish, what's amazing is you think about it, he likens fishing a bait. I can see God using you as bait. I can see God using you as bait.
Yeah.
Putting you on the hook and casting you out. And starting to reel in. How many fish in this world are going to be attracted to you? How many fish in this world are going to be attracted to you? If you try to look like the world, how's that going to work? You can't look like them. You don't look like anything special. They're not going to come after you as bait. You've got to be real shiny. You got to make a lot of noise as bait. Did you ever know that? You got to make noise. You go through the water. They want that noise. The fish will come after that noise. Plus, God must make some noise.
Yeah.
You got to be good looking. You got what? I'm sorry. I'm probably the best bait in here. But you got to look decent. You got to be attractive to the fish that are in this world. Understand this, folks. If we don't realize what we're put here for—to win people to Christ, to tell people about Christ, to do something for Christ—who else in this whole wide world is going to do it? Now you might think, well, Brother Dave, we're obviously on an island here. No, we're on our island.
Right.
Ravenna, Ohio.
Right.
We're on our island. Akron, the area. This is our island.
Right.
This is where we should be fishing. But to be fishing, you've got to take your mind away from this world. You've got to pull yourself away from it. It's not easy. It's not easy. Sometimes we act like it's easy, but it's not easy. But I know a man that can help you get through it.
Amen.
I know a man that can pull you through and make good bait for him. I know a man that can help us. Help us be something great for God, not for Bethel.
Yes.
Not for this preacher.
Right.
For God.
Yes.
We've got to want to be great for God.
Amen.
And listen, we've only been given one job. And that's to go out and tell them.
Yep.
If we don't do our job, then we're not fishing. And no one else will do it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for the time that you've given me this morning. Lord, help us to realize that we've been given a great job, and Lord, we can't bog ourselves down with this old world. I believe with all my heart these days are the worst that we've ever seen for the prince of the power of the air. He's become more powerful than he's ever been in all of history. And Lord, I fear for my teenagers. I fear for them because I'm so worried that they're going to get engulfed in what that prince of the power of the air has to offer them. Lord, help us as parents, help us as Christians to realize that we need to get ourselves out of it to help our teenagers come out. Because there's one thing I know for certain. If we've got a teenage class that's on fire for God, it changes the whole church. It'll change everybody. And Lord, I'm so thankful that we've got a class that is learning how to do that, learning under the instruction of Bobby Shell, learning that they need to come out from among that. And it's such a difficult battle. We all need to help. We all need to pray for them. We all need to start fighting for you. Lord, help us to come out of this politically correct world and make it a biblically correct one. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.